are just the product of evolutionary matter that came into being from nothing somewhere. And so that's just a bunch of cells. But so what's the importance of what we think anyhow? My thoughts aren't important. Your thoughts aren't important. It's just gray matter. No ultimate value, no ultimate meaning, absolutely no ultimate hope. The hope that we have is that Christ lived and lived a perfect life, died a substitutionary death on the cross of Calvary, was buried in our place, rose again on the third day according to Scripture, and is coming back again one day. That's the hope. Amen. I hope I don't even have to die. I don't even want to die. I watched my grandson and his beautiful bride exchange their wedding vows yesterday, and they came to the part in the vows that I have said hundreds of times with couples that have married through the years, till death do us part. And I told Pat, we were talking about this, that's all theory to them. 30 years later, 50 years later, 70 years later, it'll be fact. That hope means so much to me. That hope in Christ. That trip to the cemetery, I had a funeral a week or two ago and went over to Glen Abbey. I will confess this to you. I very seldom go to the cemetery where my mom and dad's crypt is. I very seldom go. Is it because I don't love them? Not at all. Because they're not there.
That's right.
Their bodies are there. They're with the Lord. That's the hope I have. Don't take that from me. You want to take that hope away and leave me what in return? Nothing? Stardust? I don't think so. The apostles of atheism are many, but some are prominent. Nietzsche was one. He was the leader of the God is dead theory, which is pretty interesting in that he's an atheist and he's saying that God was alive at one time, but you know, God's dead now. So he meant also the death of absolute morals and values. And I quoted from Feuerbach and two of his disciples. Listen to this. Two of his disciples, one of them was Sigmund Freud. The other was Karl Marx. Freud took this secular idea of no God into psychology and Marx into politics and government and of wreaked havoc sense. Bertrand Russell, British philosopher, as a youth, considered the cosmological argument. Remember that? We talked about the first cause. Where did the first matter come from? It has come from somewhere. Where was it? Where? And, of course, he took it to the point of the question of who made me led him to believe that that can't be answered because we can't answer his first question of who made God. I'll get to that in a moment. There are many atheists today in the arts, entertainment world, sciences, political, and academic worlds. But what does the Bible say about this idea of some who don't believe in a God? And you're in Romans chapter 1. I hope you're still there. Verse 16. Skip down to verse 16. Famous verse here. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek or to the Gentile. So it was for the Jews and Gentiles. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from what? Faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by, say it, students.
Faith.
Say it again. Faith. The just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Wait a minute. I looked up that word in the Greek. What does that word mean, who hold? I know what the English word means. It means to hang on to something. It means to, but in the Greek, it means to suppress. Is that what it says in what translation?
I don't remember.
I don't either. Okay. All right. So those who suppress the truth, holding and suppressing are two different things, right? So there are, will you agree with me that there are people who suppress? How about in the political world, are there people who suppress the truth? I don't care what side of the aisle you're on or what's your political affiliation, you will automatically say, amen to that, Brother Jim, preach it. People distort, twist, turn the truth around, suppress the truth, keep the truth from going out. And this, he said, those who suppress the truth of God in unrighteousness, because, why? Because that which may be known of God. Did you hear that? that which may be known of God is manifest. In other words, appears to them. For God hath shown it. He has manifested openly unto them. For the invisible things, things which can't be seen with physical eyes, of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they may be without excuse. Nobody has an excuse. God's word, I believe this by faith. If you're not a believer, you don't believe this by faith. And I understand that. We can disagree on that. But I believe by faith, you actually do know there's a God. But you have covered it up. You have buried it. You have tried to not believe it, that you've talked so much that you've talked yourself into not believing it. But the Bible says that it can be known and that he has manifested and shown himself to you. Because that, when they knew God, began to know him. That's the key there. That's the meaning of the word know. When they began to know him, right? Way back when, maybe when they were young kids, maybe when the first time they heard the gospel, when they were 18, 19, 20, I don't know. When they began to know God, they glorified him not as God. We just got through glorifying God because we believe in who he is. And there are people who choose not to glorify God. Neither were thankful. We live in we've always lived in a generation of unthankful people. We just take for granted the blessings of God and we forget where they all come from. I don't think a day goes by anymore to where we don't stop and think about how good God has been to us. And we're thankful for that. We could have been born in a communist country, atheistic country somewhere. We could have been born where the philosophy was you do your own thing, secular and totally atheistic. We could, but we had the opportunity of being born and brought up in a country where the gospel is freely preached and where God sent us the word of God and he gave us the opportunity to believe. They were not thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. That means worthless in their thought life. And their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. That's where idolatry comes in. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator. Worshiped and served the creatures more than the creator, who is blessed forever, amen, for this cause, because of that. And there's a chain reaction here that's happening, if you see it. Because of this, because of this, because of this. And it's a downward spiral. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense or the payment of the error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain the knowledge of God, in other words, retain God in their knowledge, the knowledge of all God gives to them, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things that are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperings, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Kids, did you hear that? In that list of heinous sins, disobedient to parents. You think it's not important to obey mom and dad? That's listed right there. You ought to get right with God if you're not obeying mom and dad. I'll tell you what. Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and merciful, who, listen to this again, knowing the judgment of God, and they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do them, but have pleasure in them that do them. Romans chapter 1 is an indictment of all of us when we reject Christ and turn away from God, the true God, unto idols. The arguments of atheism, and I go as quickly as I can here, the existence of God is incompatible with the existence of evil. Preacher, there cannot be a God because there's so much evil in the world. That's like saying there cannot be policemen because there's so much crime. Tell your husband that, Kathy. There's no such thing as policemen because there's so much crime. Well, there's no such thing as God because there's so much evil in the world. There are opposites, anti-types, real and counterfeit in all arenas of life. This argument cannot logically deny the existence of God simply by questioning or challenging God's character or means of operation or how he set up his creation. God is a projection of man's imagination. We talked about that briefly. So it's kind of interesting that all nations, all tribes, all peoples everywhere come to some kind of conclusion there's some kind of a God somewhere. All cultures have the concept of a God. Since the reality of a God cannot be scientifically demonstrated, God cannot exist. Are you kidding me? Because you can't put him in a test tube? God doesn't fit in a test tube, okay? He's bigger than that. Why don't they apply the same test to the theory of evolution? Because it cannot be proven. In fact, I don't know that you could prove that Julius Caesar actually lived by the scientific method. Not all things can be scientifically demonstrated. What about love and logic and beauty? Another belief, people believe in God because they are culturally conditioned. Okay, maybe people don't believe in God because they're culturally influenced. In the secular school systems, in secular homes, where God has been excised like a tumor, cut out of that society because they think it's evil or they think it's bad. This argument, taken to the final conclusion, would not only refute Christianity, but would refute atheism and every other belief. Maybe you were culturally conditioned to be a kleptomaniac. Maybe you were culturally conditioned to be a philanderer. Maybe you were culturally conditioned. The idea of